Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, the air of security around white-collar jobs is evaporating as artificial intelligence turns up the heat on the American economy. It's been a year of high-profile layoffs and subsequent hiring woes. To break it all down, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Giacomo Santangelo, senior lecturer in the Department of Economics at Fordham University. If you have a question on this topic, we'd like you in on the chat. You can send us an email to askus@kcbsradio.com. askus@kcbsradio.com. Giacomo Santangelo, welcome back to KCBS. Good to have you on.
It's always a pleasure.
Now, how would you describe the white-collar labor market as we head into 2026? What has changed since, say, post-pandemic?
Well, I think since the post-pandemic, many economic forces are at work at the time, which, you know, are unprecedented. The tariffs that we're subjected to right now, the inflation that we're experiencing as a result of that, as well as the holdover from the COVID stimulus, as well as this growth of generative AI coming into the labor market, is really, you know, fermenting this very uncomfortable storm for the U.S. economy. I understand the president last night spoke on, you know, the state of the economy, but whether he's just getting bad data from the people that are talking to him or he just straight up was lying, most of the things that he said last night just weren't true about the U.S. economy. You know, when you go to the doctor and you say, I have a headache, the doctor tries to find a reason why you have a headache and fix it. He doesn't look you straight in the eye and go, no, you don't. The U.S. labor market is not in a good shape, and it's not looking very good for, 2026.
Giacomo, we're getting some good questions coming in from KCBS listeners. You mentioned AI. Here's one. Corporate leaders frequently cite AI when discussing white-collar layoffs. Is it really all AI's fault? I think that's a great question.
No, I think in the beginning of the year, it was Doge's fault. With all of the government layoffs we saw, you have to remember that for every one government job, there are multiple private sector jobs that support that. So a lot of the job loss that we saw over 2025, was because of policy. I mean, in the beginning of the year, President Trump, on Liberation Day, made a comment about the fact that children in the United States have too many toys, and that for Christmas, they don't need to get as many toys, and what toys they do get should be more expensive. Now, that's very bizarre comment for the President of the United States to say, that children have it too good and they should get fewer toys. But beyond that, beyond the war on Christmas, I think the issue there is, if children are getting fewer toys, that means parents are spending less money at the holidays. And we've seen over the course of the last couple of days, multiple surveys, that Americans are planning to spend less this holiday season, which is not good for the U.S. economy. That means less of a demand for workers to sell those goods to Americans, parents and children. So, no, I don't think generative AI is the main reason why we're seeing job loss in the United States right now.
All right. KCBS listener Chris, I see your question. I want to get to that in just a sec. But following up on AI, is there an argument that for every human job that AI might replace, that there are humans creating the AI that is taking that role?
So if you go to your grocery store and you see that they have self-checkout, you used to be able to go to the grocery store and there may have been 15, 20, maybe even 30 if it was a big supermarket, checkout people. But now it's self-checkout. So automation has taken jobs away from 10, 15 people. And yes, one or two people created that machine, but you added two jobs and removed 15. So, no.
You're not buying that one. Here's a
no, I don't buy that one.
Here's a question from KCBS listener Chris. Chris asks, what, if any, leverage does the average worker or even consumer have to combat the lack of job security? And then Chris goes on to wonder if something like the Target boycott actually has an impact on how companies might treat their workers or treat their consumers.
Well, I think the Target boycott was successful because of the solidarity of consumers. And we don't generally see that kind of solidarity across the board with regard to anything in the U.S. economy, generally speaking. So that's why we can pull on the Target boycott as a very good example, but we can't come up with four more recent ones. So I think that's, it is only through solidarity of consumers that we can do that. But at the end of the day, consumers have to choose to pay more money. They have to choose to put themselves out in order to make their point. And with inflation where it is right now and where it seems to be going, and unemployment going where it seems to be going, I don't know whether or not consumers have the ability to really do that.
So we're looking at AI employees, and we know that a lot of people were hired, a lot of white-collar people were hired during the pandemic. Was there an over-hiring during that time of people in the tech industry? Because now, not a week goes by that we don't have stories of tech workers being laid off. I mean, we have just today on KCBS, two companies in San Jose are laying off hundreds of workers.
I think we have to remember that every year, at the end of the year, in December, right now, we do see layoffs. That is a thing which happens every single year. And, over the course of the last couple of years, many other things have been going on. So those headlines tend to get swept under the rug. But what's important to recognize is that historically, companies will always try and find cheaper ways to do what they do. And during COVID, what we learned, what companies learned and what consumers learned, is that it's a lot easier to do things with fewer workers than it is with more workers. So whether those are AI workers or those are actual human beings, what companies seem to be doing is trying to find a cheaper cost alternative.
You are listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. We are talking about AI versus white-collar jobs. with Giacomo Santangelo, senior lecturer in the Department of Economics at Fordham University. And we do welcome your questions, your participation in this. Drop us an email with your question to askus@kcbsradio.com. Interesting question here from KCBS listener Robert. How likely is it that finding flaws in AI-generated material will become a valuable skill and even a career path? In other words, AI might make mistakes and we need humans to troubleshoot.
Sure. But isn't it more likely that they're going to train a generative AI to look for those errors?
Well, maybe.
I think that's really... So, yes, you're going to create jobs for programmers to come up with other generative AIs to correct the generative AI errors. I think that's really where that's going.
Boy, that's where it starts to get, you know, interesting when you have the AI policing the AI. All of a sudden, really, you know, kind of like 2001: A Space Odyssey and HAL, I think. Many companies appear to be slowing hiring while expanding the job scope of existing roles. In other words, we're not going to hire any new people. We're just going to make the ones we have do more work. Are we seeing more responsibilities bundled into one employee?
I think this goes back to when everyone was talking about, you know, quiet quitting, where workers would look at their job description and say, this is all I'm going to do and I will do nothing else. And we talked about how empowered the average employee was because they were needed. Well, now, given the pressures of inflation and how desperately people need their jobs, because they have gone significantly into debt in order to just buy groceries, in order to buy food, in order to buy, you know, to have any semblance of a holiday. So now they're willing to do more things at the job. And firms and companies and managers see that. And they're willing to put that work onto existing employees rather than hiring new people.
Yeah, I think this next question plays right into that. Job hopping once played a central role in wage growth.
Yeah.
For professionals. You move on to a higher paying job. Is that channel narrowing these days?
Absolutely. You know, one has to look at these trends that we're hearing about on social media of people leaving the jobs websites, people moving away from LinkedIn because of this perception that a majority of these job listings aren't even real. That these are performative job listings that companies are posting so they can say, look, we're looking to hire people, when in fact they aren't. They're just going to put more pressure onto their workers that they have. And again, I mean, this is very timely because here we are at the Christmas holiday season. And, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge does ask Bob Cratchit to come in on Christmas, you know, because, you know, Bob's got a lot of bills with Tiny Tim and with all the kids and everything else. So Bob Cratchit doesn't really have much of a choice. And what the Trump administration seems to be doing is turning a majority of Americans into Bob Cratchit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Performative job applications. I don't want to get too far into the weeds here or job listings, not applications.
Sure.
So, I mean, I guess a lot of us, anybody who's really looked for a job, especially online, and you apply for something, we've always suspected, I wonder if this job listing's even real. Sometimes they're not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that legal?
Oh, absolutely. Why is that not legal? Why wouldn't that be legal?
I guess a company can post anything they want?
Absolutely. You can put a job listing back in the days, for us old folks, when there were want ads in the backs of newspapers. And, you know, there were these job listings, and people would call, and that's what you would do. You would get up in the morning, have your coffee, look at the job listings, circle the ones, and make the phone calls. You know, there's no saying that those jobs are necessarily real jobs. And again, I don't know the reality of the performative job listing. What I know is that there is this perception among young people that these jobs are not real.
Yeah, I'm old enough that I can remember as a kid or young adult in the Central Valley growing up, sitting there with the Stockton Record, going to the want ads and circling, oh, this sounds interesting, this sounds interesting. Those days, you know, perhaps are behind us now. What do we tell people who are going into college? You know, I mean, if you're not studying something that is AI-related, tech-related, I mean, are you obsolete before you even graduate?
Well, I think we go through these periods of time where there are specific skills that companies are looking for. And back in the 90s, when companies were looking for workers who had an understanding of computers, and when I say an understanding of computers, how to turn them on, right? How to use Microsoft Excel, how to use, if you were an accounting student, Peachtree accounting software, right? Because that was where we were at that time. At this point, I think the question is, do you know how to write generative AI prompts to get good information, accurate information from ChatGPT and Claude by Anthropic and all these things? So I think that's where we are. And I think students going into college have to learn how to use these tools, because universities or firms that say, we don't want you to use it, would be like telling a student, I need you to do these tax returns, but you can't use a calculator, you have to use an abacus, right? This is the most up-to-date tool, so there's no reason why you shouldn't know how to use it.
I wonder if at some point, you know, there's a recommendation that if you want some job security, maybe look at the trades. I mean, at this point, at least, a computer can't unclog your toilet or put a roof on your house.
Oh, absolutely. We've been talking about blue-collar workers and their job security for a very long time now. There was even an episode of South Park a year and a half ago about it, where they talked about the fact that the people in the labor market with the most power, the new billionaires, are the plumbers and the electricians and the HVAC people, because specifically in the episode, no one can figure out how to get ChatGPT to fix a clogged toilet, right? So I think that the trades are always going to be there. As a person who has a PhD in economics, that does me no good if, God forbid, I hear a drip in the middle of the night, or if my car breaks down on the George Washington Bridge, right? I call a person, and that person is going to charge me a premium to come get me. That person is going to charge me a premium to come out to my house in the middle of the night and stop the drip. But never have I been able to charge the university a premium to teach a class. I don't have that kind of power.
Here we are quoting South Park. It's life imitating art, imitating life, I suppose. Giacomo Santangelo, senior lecturer in the Department of Economics at Fordham University in New York. Always great to talk with you. We do appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And thank you to all of our KCBS listeners for sending in some great questions for Giacomo this morning.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.